What is happening, psych athletes? Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast. It's Ryan, your host, and today we're back with some heat, man. We've got a good one for you. We've got a good old-fashioned Q&A podcast where I answer some questions about maintaining focus, incorporating visualization, preparation, and pregame routines, and perfectionism, all right? If you guys want your questions answered live, on air, on the exclusive Psych Athletes Podcast, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at Psych Athletes, and make sure you guys join our Facebook group. Links in the description. Let's get into the episode. What's up, guys? Today we have a super fun podcast. We're doing a Q&A, okay? We're answering your questions live, on air, on the exclusive, the exciting Psych Athletes Podcast. And the way you guys can get your questions answered on this podcast, on these episodes, is you just watch out for my stories on Instagram. So make sure first that you're following Psych Athletes on Instagram. Links in the description. Just search up Psych Athletes on Instagram. Make sure you guys are following the account and watch out for the stories that I post. I'm like, hey, send me a question that you want answered on the podcast, and then I answer it like I'm about to do right now. Or you guys can just DM me, say, hey, like, I want this answered on the podcast. Can you do that for me? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then just send me your question. Okay, so if you guys want that to happen, do those things, but we're going to get into it right now. And our first question is from 12GR48. Great username, straight to the point, super unique, fabulous username, 12GR48. They ask, what ways can you not lose focus on the intensity you need on the court slash field? I like to think of focus and intensity as one and the same. You can't have one without the other. So I'm going to answer this in terms of, like, you know, what ways can you maintain your focus on the field during games and competitions? Okay, how can you not lose it? All right, how can you not get distracted? Okay, and I'm gonna give you a little metaphor here. I like to think of focus. I'm gonna give you a little visualization, actually. All right, we're gonna be doing a little visualization right now. And I like to think of focus during games and matches as like a flowing river. Okay, imagine a river flowing. Indulge me for a second. Visualize it. Okay, imagine a river flowing. The current's moderate. It's not too strong, it's not too weak, and it's flowing continuously. It's flowing effortlessly, right? All right, now in natural rivers, okay, that you just see out in nature, assuming that you guys go on hikes and stuff. Now in natural rivers, there's rocks, right? There's boulders. Maybe there's a log stuck in there, maybe a dam, okay, obstructing the flow of the river. These rocks, boulders, these little hindrances and obstructions interrupt the flow of a river, right? But the river keeps flowing, okay? Why? Because it has to. Because that's the natural order of things. The river has to keep flowing, okay? It cannot stop, all right? Self-doubt, low confidence, mistakes, a little voice in the back of your mind, overthinking, negative thoughts. These are your rocks and boulders interrupting the flow of your river, okay? These are the things that are interrupting the flow of your focus. Now, what can we do about these things, okay? We can't just go in there and try to lift these rocks and boulders and rip the trees and the logs out of the river, right? They're a part of the flow, okay? They're a part of nature. We'll just make matters worse, right? We'll just obstruct the flow further. They're a part of the game, okay? You're gonna overthink. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to have negative thoughts. It's human nature, okay? The important thing is how you handle them. Is your focus going to try and rip them out? Lift these obstructions out of the river, you know, pay, you know, attention to them intensely, okay? Are we gonna get distracted by these obstructions? Or are we gonna flow through them, flow around them, accept them, and not give these obstructions any attention and just purely focus on the here and now, the game that's being played in front of you, okay? A lot of the times, sometimes in these moments and periods are few and far between, but sometimes these things aren't gonna pop up whatsoever. All right, our river's gonna be smooth, it's gonna be flowing, it's gonna be continuous, there's gonna be no rocks, no hindrances, we're gonna be locked in, we're gonna be in the zone. But these moments, they're few and far between. I remember one day, one game specifically that I had when I was younger, we were like getting our asses beat. It was like 10-2, but I was locked in the whole game. I was like 3-for-3 with like two doubles, a diving catch, and I was just locked in and in the zone. And by the time the game was over, we got mercy ruled. My teammates were, I was going out to go back on the field, and they're like, nah, it's over, dude. And I'm like, what? And it kind of snapped me out of my trance, okay? I was locked in. I was so in the zone that I didn't even realize the game was over, okay? Some days, we're going to have these moments. We're going to have these, you know, periods where we're just focused. We're just locked in, okay? We're unstoppable, all right? But again, these moments are few and far between. And the way that we can kind of maintain a little bit of consistency in our level of focus is to not worry about these rocks and boulders, okay? Is to kind of learn how to adapt to these things, to accept them, to flow through them, okay? Because these things are going to pop up. They're going to be natural. They're natural, all right? We're never going to go through a game where we don't get some sort of, you know, negative thought, okay? We might, but those, again, are few and far between. So what we need to do, okay, to kind of learn this skill and kind of, you know, unlock that zone more often, is we need to learn how to handle adversity. We need to learn how to handle negative thoughts, how to flow through boulders, how to accept these things, accept these natural hindrances during games and competitions, okay? Because we're going to have negative thoughts. We're going to have self-doubt. What do I always say when these things pop up? Accept them, breathe through them, flow through them, let them pass, just like a river would, just like a river would flow over some rocks or a boulder, okay? Don't let them become a dam. All right, don't get obsessed by these things, because what happens, our focus just gets pulled away from us further. All right, so when these things pop up, when these things happen, root yourself in the present moment. Do some breathing. Focus on the present moment. Focus on the game being played in front of you and just accept the feelings that you're feeling in that present moment. The more that we do this, okay, the more that we're going to be able to enter the zone. Okay, the more that we're going to be able to unlock that feeling of unstoppableness. All right, we're going to be learning how, you know, to unlock that state more often, essentially, if we can kind of learn how to manage our reactions to natural hindrances during games and competitions, okay? So that's how you don't lose focus in games and competitions, and it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take learning how to do breathing. It's going to take learning how to, you know, center yourself and root yourself in the present moment through, like, meditation, through visualization, okay? So you guys have to practice these things, all right? But I hope you liked my metaphor, 12GR48, and I hope it helped you a lot. Moving on to the next question. Again, we're only going to do about 4 of these. I know a lot of you sent in a lot of submissions, but I want to keep it quick. I don't want to drone on forever and ever and ever, because a lot of people get bored and they'll lose interest in the podcast. But again, we're only going to do 4. So the next question is from EZE547, another fantastic username. I love you guys' usernames. But how can we incorporate visualization in our daily routine? Thank you for this. This is a very easy one. Okay, visualization is super easy. There's 2 types of visualizations. Again, there's micro visualization and there's macro visualization. Okay, the way you guys can incorporate these things is super simple. Macro visualizations are visualizing big dreams, big desires, big outcomes that you want to see, you know, happen. Maybe signing a national letter of intent, maybe winning a state championship, maybe not hitting home run, maybe like leading your conference in you know, 3-pointers, I don't know, something like that. These big milestones that you want to happen, those are macro visualizations. Those are things we need to visualize every single day for about 1 to 5 minutes. And you visualize them just like how you would with micro visualizations. You visualize them with the 5 senses. How would it feel? How would it smell? How would it taste? Okay, what would it sound like? Okay, and you guys can do these macro visualizations in the morning or at night. That is up to your discretion, but you guys want to try and do these things every single day. And it's really easy. Just remember, just write a note on your hand if you guys forget, you know, to do your visualization, or write it as a reminder in your phone or in your planner. Just be like, hey, got to do my macro visualization right now. Make sure you guys get it done every single day. You can do it whenever you want. You can do it when you wake up. You can do it, you know, during lunch. You can do it at night before you go to bed, whenever you want. Micro visualizations are a lot shorter, they're a lot quicker, they're a lot faster, and they're for much smaller moments, little kind of actions and games and competitions that you want to make sure that you do effectively. Something, visualizations that can give you the confidence and the motivation to accomplish these tasks, okay? Smaller things in your performance, like maybe fielding a ground ball, maybe shooting a free throw, maybe jumping a hurdle, okay? These smaller things, and these things are done in the moments leading up to this act, okay? Maybe when you're lacing up your shoes or your cleats, maybe you're when you're putting on your uniform or stepping out on the field, or before, or maybe you're waiting to get onto the field or into the game. Make sure you do a micro visualization. You can do it like 30 seconds, but you do it with your 5 senses just like you would with your macro visualization. And there's basically no real way to kind of, you know, there's no structure to it, right? You can do them whenever you want. You just have to remember that you need to do them, okay? Because they're hugely beneficial, because what they do is give you the confidence that you need to perform these tasks in real life, because you've already done them over and over and over in your mind. That's why you want to do them so often, okay? So just kind of work them into your daily routine. Make sure you kind of maybe write it down. Make sure you check it off your list, okay? Because in the grand scheme of things, it's going to give you the motivation and the confidence that you need to perform these tasks. My dog, French Bulldog's in the background. I hope you guys don't hear her snorting. They have small noses, so they are loud. I apologize for that. But yeah, that's it, EZE. Is that what it is? EZE? Damn, that's really good, actually. EZE547. Okay, but that's how you incorporate visualization in your daily routine. I hope I helped you out. I hope I answered your question. Emonk.03, how do I make a pregame routine if my time before leaving for games is hectic? Okay, I'm going to be a little bit honest here. Whenever I felt like I was rushing or I was scrambling to get ready for a game or competition, I felt like it was because I was unprepared. Okay, and when you go into a game and you arrive to your game or match unprepared, you know, that's how you're going to play. You're not going to have the confidence you need. You don't have that consistency. You didn't do all the things that you needed to do before that game or match. And now you're kind of, you know, running into the street naked. All right, you're out there exposed, you're vulnerable, you're not protected. All right, that's how it kind of feels like when you don't do a pregame routine because you were unprepared. And if your time before games is hectic, if you're rushing around to, you know, grab your uniform, where's your bag, okay? You know, I have to grab my cleats, okay? It's because you didn't plan it out. It's because you weren't prepared, okay? If you guys... I know there are some instances where maybe you get out of, you know, class or at like 3:30, you have to be at the field at like 7 in the morning, the crack of dawn, all right, and you have a shorter amount of time to do the things that you need to do, like meditate, like take a cold shower, like eat breakfast, making sure that you have a consistent, you know, pregame routine. I know sometimes there's going to be some adversity, but you're always going to know how much time you need beforehand, all right, so what you need to do is plan it out, all right. If you only have, maybe you only have 15 minutes as opposed to 30 minutes that you normally have. Maybe you only have 15 minutes that day. Maybe shorten the time you meditate. Maybe shorten the time you take a shower. Maybe eat a smaller breakfast. But make sure you guys get those things done. Just plan ahead. Just make sure you're prepared, because if you're not prepared, you're not going to be successful. Okay, so adjust and adapt for the time that you need. All right, make sure you're always prepared. There's never any excuse for not being prepared for a game or competition. All right, I hope I answered your question, emonk.03. Last question from Katie Anglim. How can I separate my poor perfectionist mentality from my sports life? Okay. This is a good one. Might get a little personal here, but if you're a perfectionist outside of sports, you're going to be a perfectionist during sports. There's no split personality disorder here. Okay. You're going to carry those same tendencies over, okay? If you're a perfectionist in your regular day-to-day life, in school and work, then that's probably how you're going to play and perform, okay? So we kind of need to work on that part of ourselves. That's a huge thing. We need to work on that part of ourselves in life if we want that part to not exist in our performance, okay? So try not to get frustrated by mistakes, okay? Learn to accept failure. Tell yourself it's okay to fail. Okay, that's the biggest thing, and that's the first thing that you need to do. And when you do get frustrated, just go easy on yourself. Okay, just breathe through it. Be like, okay, it's fine if I'm frustrated right now. You need to kind of correct these little thought processes that you have, and it's going to be tedious, and it's going to take time. Okay, it's not something, the first time you make a mistake, and you're like, okay, no, God damn it, I'm supposed to not get mad at this. You're going to get mad sometimes, okay? You just have to be patient with yourself. That's the thing about self-improvement. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a learned process. It's fixing those little minute thoughts that you have each and every second of the day. And it's hard, okay? But that's what you need to kind of sacrifice if you want to play free-flowing, if you want to, you know, play during adversity or, you know, easily handle mistakes in games and competitions. We need to fix that part of ourselves, or we need to kind of heal that part of ourselves in life as well, okay? So learn to accept failure. Okay, kind of pull in your expectations for yourself. Okay, manage your expectations and don't focus on results. Focus on progress. Don't get upset when you win or lose. Don't get upset when you fail in life as well as sports. Okay, those are the big things, you know, regarding perfectionism. And Katie, if you need any more help, make sure you DM me. If any of you guys need any more help regarding your questions, okay, just be sure to DM me. I'm always available to talk. And I know I keep saying DM me, and you know, I have about like 50 DMs that I need to get through in here. They will be answered. I promise that to you guys. If you guys have like a DM for me that I haven't looked at or I haven't answered yet, I will get to it. I promise. It's really hectic right now and there's a lot to go through, but you're not going to be ignored. And I encourage you, if you already sent one and you maybe haven't received a response, you know, send another one. Say, hey, help my ass. Okay. I'm always available to talk. Feel comfortable with me. Okay, but yeah, if you guys have any questions regarding mental performance or mindset or mental health, make sure you DM me. I'm always available to talk. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Remember, follow us on Instagram if you guys want your questions answered, like 12GR48, EZE547, EmonK.03, and Katie Anglum. Okay, if you guys want your questions answered, watch out for my stories or just send me a quick DM. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll see you guys in the next one.